The European Union is on track to soon require large companies operating in its bloc to be more active in identifying and reducing human rights abuses in their supply chains. And it's not just European businesses that will be affected. Certain large U.S. companies that operate in the EU will also be subject to these laws, which could affect business. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rachel Chambers, professor and co-director of University of Connecticut's Business and Human Rights Initiative. Good morning.
Hello there. Good morning.
So what do these laws actually do?
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you for having me on this morning. So what they're asking companies to do, or what they're telling companies to do, is to do due diligence. You know, that common business phrase we think of in terms of financial protection of the business. But this time it's turning it around and saying do due diligence about the effects of the business on people and planet, so on people's human rights and the potential environmental harms caused by the business.
All right. And when we're talking about American companies operating in the EU, does that mean manufacturing there or headquartered there, sales there? Who does this apply to?
So the way that the law is currently drafted, it will apply to companies that generate a certain amount of revenue within the European Union. So that's companies that generate 150 million euros, about $162 million each year in the EU. But that comes down to only 40 million euros, you know, a few more dollars, if they operate in a high-risk sector, which is defined to include things like clothing, shoes, extraction of minerals, agriculture, so some really big industries that, you know, that obviously do derive from the U.S. We also would see companies, if a U.S. company is in the supply chain of a European company, it too will find itself being requested to comply with these laws by whomever it's in the supply chain for.
And who's going to police this?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So the European Union is requiring each of its member states to put in place what they call a supervisory authority. And we see, because Germany and France already have these kind of laws in place, so we can already start to see what that might look like and how those supervisory authorities, essentially regulators, are going in and asking questions of business. You know, what are you doing about these issues? How are you managing them? How are you complying with these laws?
And again, when does this all go into effect?
Yes. So right now, the final negotiations between the different parts of the European Union are underway. We expect the formal text not before next year, but certainly by, you know, in next year, 2024. And then the member states of the European Union put their laws in place to implement the directive. So that will take about 2 years. So we're talking about sort of 3 years' time till we'd see these laws come into effect. But as I said, some countries have got ahead of the game, France and Germany being sort of two key markets that have these laws already.
All right, Professor. Thank you so much for your time. Professor Rachel Chambers, co-director of University of Connecticut's Business and Human Rights Initiative.